With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration is sending three cabinet members to Alaska this week as it pursues oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
The Trump administration also pursues the reinvigorating of a natural gas project that's languished for years. The administration is sending Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin to the last frontier state. Their visit comes after President Trump signed an executive order earlier this year aimed at boosting oil and gas drilling in Alaska.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Former Secretary of the Senate Kelly Johnston says that senators tend to be more independent than members of the House, and that's something to watch for as they take up President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill this week.
A lot of them don't have the electoral pressures that they have six-year terms versus two-year terms, and they tend to be a little more independent. Having said that, Susan Collins and Tom Tillis in North Carolina, two of the key senators in this process, both have challenging reelection campaigns coming up this next term.
Johnston was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A Ukrainian security official tells the AP today that Kiev has destroyed more than 40 Russian planes in a drone attack deep into Russia's territory. The official, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the attack took over a year and a half to execute and was personally supervised by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Meanwhile, peace talks are supposed to resume tomorrow. China's factory activity contracted in May, although the decline slowed from April's rate as the country reached a deal with the U.S. to cut President Trump's tariffs. China's Purchasing Managers Index rose from 49 even to 49.5. PMI is measured on a scale of 0 to 100, where 50 marks the cutoff between expansion and contraction. This is SRN News. Two groups have filed a lawsuit over an executive order by West Virginia Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey granting religious exemptions from required school vaccinations. The American Civil Liberties Union's West Virginia chapter and the Mountain State Justice Organization filed the lawsuit against the State Department of Health, its Bureau for Public Health, and agency leaders on behalf of two parents. The vaccine exemption was among several executive orders issued on Morrisey's first day in office in January. Last year, Republican Governor Jim Justice vetoed a less sweeping vaccination bill. The Supreme Court has rejected the appeal of a Massachusetts student who was barred from wearing a T-shirt to school proclaiming there are only two genders. The justices left in place a federal appeals court ruling that said it would not second-guess the decision of educators in Middlesbrough, Massachusetts. They barred the shirt, claiming it might have a negative impact on transgender and gender nonconforming students. This is SRN News. Colorado's Democratic Governor Jared Polis has vetoed a bill that would have made the state the first to ban landlords from using rent-setting algorithms.
Critics say real estate software company RealPage's products have helped landlords coordinate to hike rental prices. The governor says he understands the intent of the bill, but that any collusion among landlords would already be in violation of existing law. At least six cities have passed similar ordinances at the local level over the past year. RealPage, meanwhile, denying any claims of collusion. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 1st, and it's a birthday for some famous folks, including actor Brian Cox. He is 79 years old today. Actress and comedian Amy Schumer is 44. There are 78 candles on the birthday cake of musician Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones. This is SRN News.